Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Director Hagner. Mr. Chairman, Director, I'm looking at the line item in your budget for the shooting range grants, shooting range development program. And in the narrative, I know we had $400,000 or something in there for the program, and it was reduced by the governor's down to $166,000 now. And I've had a batch of emails. We had a speaker yesterday that appeared, actually I guess he came in as an opponent to the bill because of the reduction in this program, and recognizing how much you're anticipating putting into fishing and fishing access sites and all that sort of thing, I was wondering if we put some money back in or switch some of the money around. I'm not talking about taking any additional money and beefing up this budget, but I'd like to switch something around. If I were to put this back up to 400,000 or 500, actually it's been requested we make it $1 million. Do you think that this grant program would be utilized, and can we get more shooting ranges for folks in Montana?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wells, again, Jeff Hagner, Director of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Let me explain a few things with that shooting range program. First off, there is $100,000 that is in our base. So you add that to the $166,000, which actually is $266,000, which is the total program that's been there. Over the last, since 1991, when this program was instituted, we have authorized and spent $1.5 million on shooting range. The actual average for that biennium over that time frame has been $171,000. The highest ever that we've had an appropriation for was $320,000. In all but 2 years during that biennium, we have not had enough grant requests to spend all the money. Only in 2 years have we actually exceeded that amount. So we're looking at the $266,000 amount is an amount that fits within the context of what we've spent in the past on that. We've also taken a look at and tried to manage our budget. A lot of the talk here is sustainability about the general fund, the overall general fund. We also have to look at the overall sustainability of our general license account. And one of the main reasons that we've held this to an amount which we think is appropriate, which fits in line, it's actually more than the average we spent in the past years, is we have never, any grant that has come in has either been funded in that given year or it was funded in the next year. So it isn't like we've had a great excess of grants that have not gotten funded. There have been some that didn't, they came back a second time. But in the long run, if we shift around and start putting more money of this would be our general license dollars again, if you start putting more money into that, it puts an issue on the overall budget. And we have committed to the governor's office and to the legislature that we would not come back to the legislature until at least 2011 for any kind of fee increase. And so any increases that are made out of that money, added money into other programs, make it more difficult to manage that fund into the long term. One of the things that Director Ewer said yesterday is that out of the Access Montana program, that has been labeled largely as fishing access sites, but it was the vision of it from the governor's office and just discussions with the agency was as that was fishing access, it was parks, if there's opportunities for other hunting access, as well as shooting ranges, as some of those that are critical places, we could purchase land for that purpose out of that money.
A follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Follow-up.
Mr. Chairman, Director Hagner, can you give me some idea how much economic advantage there is to Montana from fishing versus hunting and shooting? How do they balance out?
The numbers that have been used is that it's over $1 billion, with a B, for both hunting and fishing. And I think the actual fishing is, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm going to say that fishing is probably 60% is oriented toward fishing, 40% maybe hunting, and there's actually another element in there that my numbers aren't exactly right, is there's also an element that are just bird watchers or other folks that are just enjoying it in that manner.
Okay, then I have a follow-up then, Mr. Chairman. Well then, Mr. Chairman, Director, if you have a 60-40 ratio there between hunting and fishing, and I understand there's, you know, various other things in there, do you feel that you expend the resources in about that proportion to sustain and encourage those activities? About that same ratio? Do you feel that you encourage hunting and the shooting in that sense 40% of the funds that are available for?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wells, if you look at the overall of all the programs within the agency, I would say yes, we do.
Okay. Thank you much. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Wells. Senator